This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I may not get the ball four or five times thrown to me a game, but the one or two times I do, I'm going to have opportunities to be in the end zone. And it's a fun and wonderful thing when you got a bunch of guys that don't care about the stats, they don't care about the touchdowns. And again, I think throughout practice, we've just had this mindset of like, hey, let's just do things the right way and find ways to win football games. That's what we're doing right now.
Josh Allen, Bills and Ravens Sunday. Got a couple callers on this. On the idea of like holding grudges against players that leave, who you did and who you didn't. Because I kind of self-diagnosed that I'm forgiving of players probably too much. But I'm more likely to get mad at management than I am the player. Somebody wrote in, Kyle tweeted in about like, oh, what about Ristolainen? I never rooted against him when he left. I mean, the idea was to laugh if he lost, but I don't really care. I was mad the Sabres identified him as like some core piece that had to be here and play 25 minutes. I get mad for playing the player that's not good enough rather than the player not being good enough. 803-0550. John and Tonawanda, first up. Hey, John.
How are we doing today, guys?
Good.
So two things. Number one, the holding a grudge. I will always hold a grudge against Willis McGahee. He badmouthed the town on his way out. He came back the very next year with the Ravens. He ran for like 135 and a TD, and we still beat him. But I will always hold that grudge.
McGahee's a good one. Taking shots at the city itself when you're on the team, like that was. It's funny, John. If you allow me some context, like sometimes not even to disagree with your point, McGahee said, like, there's not a lot to do. Like, you got to go to Toronto. Deion Dawkins said, this week, there's not a lot to do. But, you know, like, hey, we stay.
Vaughn said it.
Yeah. We stay in, we play games, there's not a lot to do. I do feel like I lived that era with you too, John. Like, we were a lot more self-conscious about the idea that we didn't belong in the NFL. It's the Bills. They're wearing World League uniforms. The drought is just starting at that point. Toronto was a looming specter that's like over your shoulder the entire time. And here's, you know, you're starting running back talking about Toronto. Like, to me, that was a threat at the time. Whereas now, if, you know, a player on the team that we know loves the area is like, there's not a lot to do. You're like, yeah, that's probably right. You know, like, so I do think it's interesting, like, the context of the timing.
Yeah, agreed. The other thing I'll say about the Diggs thing, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been a season ticket holder for 5 years now, and, you know, sometimes we'd have an offensive possession, and it seemed like it was flowing, it was clicking, and then we would just throw this, like, negative one-yard screen to Diggs that felt like just to feed him a catch and keep him interested, and it would throw the whole offense or the flow of that possession out of whack. And, you know, without that requirement, it seems, and I could just be, like, nitpicking here, but it seems without that context that Josh can go find the guy that's open or where the play where it's working, it just seems like the offense is just flowing better now as opposed to these little bumps of just trying to force-feed Diggs on a given play to keep him interested.
Yeah. Those kind of throws only happened with Joe Brady last year. I mean, he didn't really get screens before that.
No, but never.
And, like, the whole, you know, I don't know. There's 1 year where Diggs gets 100 targets and Beasley gets 100 targets. I'll continue to make the point on this that without it being wrong, the reason he got so many is because they were so terrible behind him. Really. Like, they built their room out to be him and Davis that shouldn't have been in that role. Mm-hmm. And what? You know? So, like, now,
yep.
I do think they have more players. They dress five, sometimes they dressed four before. They've got a little bit different skill sets. They've got two tight ends they use instead of one. I mean, even last year, Knox and Kincaid were not always healthy at the same time.
Yeah, they're also running an offense that doesn't quite. It would be. I don't know how they would use Diggs. I know Houston's using Diggs. Houston's using Diggs as if he is Cole Beasley.
Yeah. And
what? He's not doing that here. He's not even lining up in that spot here.
That's right. It's not quite as cut and dry as like, hey, if you run a 3-4 defense, then this guy doesn't fit in it, right?
Right.
But that does feel a little bit like what this is. That, no, actually, the type of receiver that you are,
really,
the declining characteristics have to be a part of this. Because a true elite separator on the outside, like he has been for, had been,
right,
for most of his career, I'm sure that Joe Brady would very much like one of those.
Maybe.
If the Bills get one, then that's great. But for the current fit, you know, there's plenty of specialists in football or roles in football, right? The one technique, three technique, who fits and who doesn't. And for him to not fit, you know, so far it looks like the Bills win that bet.
Well, what did Joe Brady ask him to do last year? He had 75 targets in 9 games with Joe Brady as the offensive coordinator. What was he asking him to do? He was asking him to do the stuff Shakir's doing right now.
And Samuel. And he thought, that's not me.
Right. Like, maybe all parties would have seen it. That's how Joe Brady wants to use his top wide receivers. Stephon Diggs is not good at that stuff. Simple. Maybe it's that simple.
Maybe.
Houston's not using him in that way at all.
John, who is driving. Hey, John, good morning.
Oh, I'm parked now. Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
All right, good.
I'm going to be, first of all, you guys, I miss Howard, but you guys are great in the morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks, John.
For doing what you do. And what I kind of came in a little off topic because I didn't hear what you guys were talking about. So I will say I'm not a grudge person because I think it's unproductive. But if I have to, I'll go off of that guy's Willis McGahee and kind of Jack Eichel because they never really wanted to be here. And a player that's never really sold on us and never really gives us a chance. And then, you know, they're getting paid. It just seemed like they didn't have their hearts into Buffalo, and we need that. But I'm sorry for not really knowing the top.
No, that's it. We're basically asking. I was pointing out that I don't often hold grudges against players. Mine's always saved for coaches and management. And I was trying to think of like players that I hold a grudge against. And
Well, all right then. Yeah, definitely McDermott, 13 seconds. But just going back to, I'm never letting that grudge go. I forgot about that one. But I wanted to go into something you were talking about, how everybody, you know, we look like we're throwing Diggs at Diggs. And I have to say, I was a big Diggs defender. Like I said, you want a receiver that wants the ball all the time. You want him to be a diva, but I think he kind of just became so sour and was probably really making Josh's job hard. So I don't think that he didn't make Josh better, Josh didn't make him better, but the culture, he is totally the best case of addition by subtraction because him being gone just does free Josh up and also gives these other guys skin in the game, and they can go for that big contract now. They all think that they have a chance to be the next star. So I think McDermott's got his culture back. It makes his job easier. So the grudges that I'll stop.
You're good. I'm going to jump on that point. Like, yeah, let's think about it as you're like laying that out. Let's think about it the same way we would about a contract. Like Gabe Davis was a good idea for this team until something came along where, well, you're no longer a good idea because we don't want to pay you $13 million. You're the Iron Bill. You win awards every year. But at some point, we have an end date on this relationship. These teams, these players, you're built for end dates on relationships. And for Diggs, I mean, Diggs was a part of the culture for 4 years. For 3 years, it went.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.com.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Dawkins wrote in the Players Tribune how he made everybody a better player. He was a captain, and then it went south, and then it was, all right, well, now this is no longer in our interest to have you here. Like, Mac Hollins might be your favorite Bill for a year. He might play for the Seahawks next year. You know, there might be an end date, an expiration date on that. Dawson Knox, family member, close, blah, blah, blah. 2 years, is he gone? Because the sport builds in expiration dates. Sometimes it's salary cap. Sometimes it's age. Sometimes it's relationships. You're just going to get to those end points. Some are messy and some are not. Is Poyer's end messy? Like, here's something, yeah. I'll predict. When the Bills play the Texans, I bet that the Bills try to really get under Diggs' skin. I bet the defensive backs really get in there. He fought them at practice.
Right.
He's intense. Yeah. And I bet they go after him a bit and they try to get him, whether it's off his game or if they wake him up, who knows. But that's, I bet that's going to be spirited. And think about it. 2 weeks ago, we heard Deion Dawkins saying he hoped to knock Jordan Poyer's head off.
Yeah.
Like, right. I love you, but if you come, I'm going to kill you. Mm-hmm. That's this sport. That's a lot of this sport. So, you know, looking ahead 2 weeks, it's going to be juicy. I bet they go after him. Not because they think he's a loser and he was killing them, but because they know that might help them win. Mark in Tonawanda. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Jeremy, I'm starting to turn around and agree with you on the whole Diggs thing. I mean, it was good. I just didn't like the comments. Same with, I'll never agree with you with Eichel. That's the only one I'm going to hold a grudge for, just because he was supposed to be that guy. He was supposed to be that difference maker. And you know what? It just proves that sports are just conditional love.
Yeah.
It's not a marriage. And that's what it comes down to. And I think a credit to Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott is these guys are lovable. Everyone on this team, like, you want to win with a group of guys that they have, and then to see somebody go because of a contract or whatever kind of a reason where, you know, Jordan Poyer goes to Miami because he's offered money that the Bills did not think that he was worth.
Yep.
So, and that just is what it is. If I'm Jordan Poyer, I'm 100% taking the money. Is it annoying that it's Miami? Yeah, but it just goes to show, hey, you know, I got a wife and kid. They're offering me way more money than everybody else was. Why wouldn't I take it? But the biggest grudge I have is with the managerial staff. When Darcy Regier did not pursue Danny Briere, I think Drury wanted out. I think there were reports that he had never planned on staying here.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig Gravey. And he said, I wanted to stay here. And Darcy Regier wouldn't talk to him. They were worried about, like, give me a break. That set us back so long. Briere was awesome here. But yeah, I want to know what you guys say. I'm going to have to listen. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Yeah, to me, holding the grudge against the guy making all the decisions makes more sense than the guy that left. Often. And in the case of Bean and McDermott, one thing to point out here, they're really good at not burning bridges. They're not going to take their shots.
Right.
They're going to be complimentary of Gabe and of Morse and, like,
and Diggs. And, you're going to hear Diggs. It probably in the week leading up to the Houston game. Like, they're just, what bridge have they burned? Quentin Spain hates them.
That's right. Yeah, they don't.
A guard. They've pissed off one guard in 5 years.
The Bills are very good at their messaging. Really good at it. All right, Extendo Sports, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up on WGR.